All right, guys, it's GBD and Shipwreck. It is Tuesday. The real day one of E3 is officially over, and we are here to tell you about our first day.
Yay!
Get fired up.
It was a good day.
It was a good day.
We watched the Nintendo press conference in GBD's hotel room.
That part wasn't that exciting.
They took a lot of franchises that people love and made games that look like they were profitable to make.
You mean they made them quickly?
Quickly, yes. So what
games can we make in 6 to 8 months? Go! That use the IP that people like.
Yeah, it was for the most part depressing. There was a few games in there. I thought the Mario and Luigi Paper Jam looked like that was something I want to play. I thought Xenoblade still looked good, but I wish it looked like graphically more impressive.
We were watching on a crappy stream also. Right. I mean, I was face down on the bed probably by that point.
StarFX looked okay. Then there's no online multiplayer though, I guess.
Right, well, it's like budget titles. Value. This is their value line.
But it was Nintendo's E3 press conference. A lot of Super Mario Maker, which it looks good, I guess. I'm just not that interested in user created stuff.
I think that a lot of people feel that way, and I think that I don't know. I'm not expecting big things from that game. I think people know it's not a real Mario game.
Yeah, but they have a nice package with it that comes with like a book and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to sell just because it's like, this is our 30th anniversary Mario game.
Okay. I didn't realize they, what kind of book is it? Like,
I don't know.
Hardcover?
Steelcase? Yeah. All of that stuff. They are just packing it full of extra value for all the people who want to transform their life.
That was the theme.
They had a theme.
And those like Star Fox guys transformed.
I like the puppets, the Muppets or whatever.
It's cute.
Rip off stuff that was at the beginning. Right. I'm fine with that.
That's cute.
I wish they would have made a game with puppets, then like of that style.
That's something.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So that's enough of Nintendo. What did we do after that?
We watched the Square Enix press conference, and that made the Nintendo press conference look fantastic.
Yeah, they don't know how to do it.
They had no idea how to do a press conference. They had a lot of good games to show. Like Just Cause 3 looks great, but they presented it in the most boring way fashionable with like a guy like voiceovering all the features of it over the top of the whole thing.
Don't they know they're supposed to have a wacky announcer like making jokes, punny jokes and things like that?
Or nothing.
Or nothing is good. but not that. Don't do that. That's like a pitch meeting, right? It's like you're trying to get investors and like, here's our game. And reading off bullet points. It's not that exciting.
There was a lot of reading off bullet points in the Square Enix press conference.
But it was their first one and they said many years, right?
Yeah. They just need to polish that up some.
Right. They watched, I don't know. They should have watched the last couple of years of Sony and Microsoft and realized that they're trying not to have as many talking heads on stage and just show more video games. That seems to be what works.
People don't really have interest in watching people talk about video games.
No, you got to show the game. If you talk while you show the game, that's fine. But guy on stage, unless he's like a movie star, is not interesting.
No.
No.
When you know he's just up there to introduce a trailer. Like that's
right. Just show
that's
the
what
trailer.
He's doing. Like just have a guy say, "And here's a trailer for."
And that's
But their stuff looked good. It was just we zoned out on it after a while just because the presentation was boring.
Right.
So then we actually had our first appointment then, which was with 2K. We saw and played Battleborn, the new Gearbox game.
Right. This is interesting.
It is. We played it and we would have played it for longer. I mean, this was one of the longest demos I think we would have kept playing in some time.
It was fun. I don't know if it's just because it was day one, like first appointment, but usually I never take the full time that they give you to play the game. It's not comfortable. It's not a good environment to be playing a game for a long period of time, but we made it through the demo, and I thought it was pretty fun. Played
a good 20 minutes. So
it, describe the game. It's hard.
Okay, so it's a... It kind of feels combat-wise like a sped-up Borderlands, and there's 25 different character types, I think they said.
Yeah.
So, and those level up, but they level up very quickly because I assume that this is just like leveling this character for this particular game.
And gameplay then, session.
Right, yeah. For the session, which I guess is a MOBA type of thing. But this isn't a MOBA because there's not like lanes or anything. You're going
playing co-op.
You're playing co-op and you're going through a level almost like you would like a section of Borderlands.
Right.
And you're defeating the enemies and going through a mission. Like you have objectives. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, the actual shooting feels like Borderlands.
It feels tight. You played as the archer lady, right?
Yes, I did. And she was fun to play as.
Yeah, and I played as the spider woman.
Yeah, with the forearms.
Yeah, forearms. That
looked like it might be really cool.
I was throwing stuff a lot.
Like, it was cool, right?
Right. You have just your main, like, with her, you have... What was your left trigger? Was it aim?
Left trigger.
Okay, so mine was just throwing stuff. Like, I didn't have any, like, zoom in or anything. Oh, it was just more throwing. It was just, like, throw arms. With the left arm, throw with the right arm, and then the two bumper buttons were her special powers. And you're leveling up so quick that, like, by the time you're through the session, you feel like pretty much a badass.
Right.
Because you're just, like, destroying enemies. And then, of course, they have the big boss battles and everything, but... I thought it was a lot of fun.
It was, but if you ask the people who work there, like, and ask them just to describe the game or describe the genre of game, they don't, and they can't. They just sort of like smile and say, like, I don't really know, or
I don't really know.
And when's this coming out?
I think this fall. And it's a retail game. It's a
yeah. Oh, it seems like it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just don't know. They're not telling us a lot now, and we find out more at Gamescom or something. I don't know. They seem like they're intentionally not telling us a lot about it.
I mean, we had like a 20-minute presentation on this before we went out there and played.
But it was mostly about how to play, right? It wasn't about... Usually when you
they went through the different characters and everything.
Right, but that's not telling you about like the genre. Usually they say, this game is, you know... I don't know, a combination of adventure and bliss, and it's, but they didn't really do that. They talk about the story, the backstory, and they talk about the different characters and their sort of, and their powers.
Yeah, they talked about the backstory, about you're defending the last sun, basically, in the universe, trying to keep the universe alive.
Right, I don't know that matters.
And there is, like, a big bad guy, and it's got, like, quippy dialogue and everything.
Right.
But I didn't have a real strong sense of, okay, is this mission we're doing... Then is there another mission after this that follows this in some kind of order?
Right, or is this randomly generated?
Right.
I don't know.
I'm intrigued by it, though. Like, it's got good hooks, I think. It's just a matter of content-wise, is there enough there for everybody to keep playing it?
What did you think of the visuals? I didn't think that they were particularly impressive. I wonder if the PC version... Like, we played on... What was that? That could have been a PC version. I don't know. It was an Xbox controller, right? Xbox One controller.
It was an Xbox One controller. I mean, they're stylized graphics.
It looked similar to Borderlands.
Similar to Borderlands. I mean, you saw one of the characters in particular almost looks like Handsome Jack in the face.
Hmm.
And
in the pants.
In the pants, yeah. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what that game...
Keep your eye out for it. It could be good.
...is. And then we saw XCOM as well. XCOM 2.
That looked good, too. I mean, I played a little of the first one. The last one.
Really. Mm-hmm. It looked to have a lot of interesting
additions,
stuff going on.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they made it more... They made the battles more cinematic in terms... Like, when you're... I don't know. Like, when you're killing off...
Yeah, there's like almost like cutscenes in there.
Right. Many, you know, transitions or something. I don't know. It looked cool. And that was it, right? For
we didn't get to play that or anything. It was just a demo. And then I went to Activision, I guess, after that.
Yeah.
And I saw Guitar Hero Live.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, they were just showing the TV stuff in this. So all of the music videos, basically, and just playing the songs. And it seems really ambitious with all of the radio station type stuff that they're doing. The way they were showing it, there was two different stations that would always be playing music, and it would show, like...
For free.
For free. Well, I mean, the game's not for free.
Right.
But yeah. So, they would have, like you were looking, they brought it up, and it was like a TV listing almost. And it was like, from 7 to 9, we have the Rock Hour, and then from 9 to 10, it's Pop
right.
Hits.
Right, right, right.
And so there'd be two stations right. at the same time with different genres
and
or,
if you
or whatever.
Pay money, you have more to choose from or something?
There is a premium station that's in there, and you can either pay real money for it, or you can complete songs in those other channels, like specific songs, to then unlock the premium channel.
So, like, hang around the radio, the fake radio station on Guitar Hero, and hope that song pops up, and then
right,
be, and hope it, that you can play it good enough, and then you don't have to pay real money.
Correct. Or you can also, I guess you could use these play tokens that you earn to, that's like, they paired it to a jukebox. So right. you could just select whatever song it was and use a play token.
And you pay for those with Mario.
No, well, you can, but you earn those in the game, I think.
But
there was like three different levels of currency going on the screen.
I mean, I appreciate like they're trying to make the songs free in a way. But
they are like it's almost like a very limited Pandora type of thing,
right?
Where you don't even have to be playing the game, and the music would just be playing in the background.
And I appreciate that they're trying that, but I wonder if it's really as effective as just doing like the iTunes model of there's a song I like.
You can still do that.
You can do that also.
You can do that also. That's where the right. real money comes in.
I see.
That's what I think
right, we'll
they
see.
Call
why,
HC on the screen. Hard cash? Hard I don't cash. Know.
All right, well.
And see. Then I...
What song did you play?
I didn't play any songs.
Oh.
There was like a... I don't know. It seemed like a 14-year-old kid or something in there.
Oh.
Like somebody's son or... something. And
hey,
so
I
it
thought
was,
under 18, not allowed.
Maybe he was 18, but I don't know.
No, these guys bring their kids.
Right. So he wanted to play it, so I'm not going to say, right. like, give me that guitar, kid.
Trust me, there are...
Do you not see this media badge?
Exactly.
I gotta play this Guitar Hero.
I would have not been surprised to see that if I was in that room, like
right.
somebody else.
I looked at the guitar. It's got the six buttons on
right.
it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's... That would... kind of be an interesting thing.
It is. I played it.
So you can make chords and stuff and
yep. You do if when you're doing two at a time, it I mean it doesn't really feel like a chord because it's only two, but it's just a little different than the other thing.
It's a little different than stretching your hand across five buttons.
Right. Right. But you know, that's the type of thing like just playing it for 10 minutes is not going to tell you whether it really is more better than the other way or not. You need to be playing that for a while, I think.
Yeah, and I didn't see the other one, which I guess is just a single player
right.
mission-based or whatever.
With the crowd.
With
the
crowd.
Crowd
the first person. Yeah, they didn't show any of that in the meeting.
FMV.
And then I saw Skylanders after that. Skylanders Supercharged,
mm-hmm.
Which looks good. I mean, it looks like another Skylanders game with the vehicles and everything. They showed it on PS4 all the way up through the point where they're like... Well, we got these Nintendo characters sitting over here, so let's switch over to the Wii U.
Right.
Which, that was a big announcement from the Nintendo press conference.
The biggest one, right?
One of them.
The biggest one in terms of what's going to affect their bottom line.
Right. Probably. So yeah, they brought Donkey Kong and Bowser into Skylanders now with figures that are both Skylanders, or you can just rotate the base... And then it turns them into amiibo.
Right.
Never
to be used again.
Right.
Just to sit on your shelf forever.
Right. Which they did a really good job with the Bowser in particular. Like, he can summon Koopas. And
oh, you mean the play? Did you play it?
No, they're demoing it for right. you. But he can summon Koopas and then, like, jump on them and knock their shells around and hit them in the enemies. And... It looked fun.
Cool.
And they both have vehicles. But the way that they're doing those, where you have to buy the starter sets to get Donkey Kong and Bowser.
Right.
Like, they got to work that out from what that's I can tell. Nice. Like, that's not nice having to make two copies of a game to get both of those characters.
Right.
It's bad enough that you're making us buy it on Wii U.
Right. Right. But, right. All right. What else?
You went off and did the YouTube.
Yeah. Thing. Stuttering Craig from Screw Attack was nice enough to invite me on his YouTube gaming show that was on the main E3 channel, and it was a lot of fun. We talked about who won E3. You know, obviously we don't know what that means, but it was just fun to rate the press conferences. And it was interesting how I was the only one who thought Microsoft had the best press conference. Everyone else thought Sony was much better. Everyone agreed that Nintendo's sucked. It was just how much. I mean, everyone. I don't think it got higher than a 4 from anybody out of 10. But it was fun. That's all.
Yeah, it's hard to compare the Sony and the Microsoft again because it's
right. I just
two totally different things.
Right, like I said, look, if you're looking at, I think it's kind of important that one, you know, the Microsoft one had games that are coming out in the near future, and that affects the company in the near future, and that's probably pretty important. And while the Sony one certainly, you know, hit a lot of emotional chords and was like a lot of fan service, you know, those are not really big titles that are going to move. I mean, Shenmue is not going to move a lot of titles or consoles. People get excited about it and they feel good about it, but it's not going to bring a lot to their bottom line, and neither is Last Guardian.
No, and the only one of those three big right. ones that showed gameplay was Last Guardian. Like, it's so far off that it's hard for me to get that hyped about it.
Right. I mean, it was... You know, I understand people...
They both were good shows. It's just they were two different things.
Right. One is like, hey, we heard what you want and we're going to do it, but you don't expect to see it anytime soon. And the other one was, look at all this hot shit we got coming out in the next 6 months and we're going to be raking in a lot of cash, bitches. I don't know if they said bitches in there.
Maybe.
Maybe. They didn't deny it. What else?
I went and saw the... Deus Ex, Mankind...
Man Cave?
Mankind Revolution?
No, I don't, it's not what it's called. I don't know what it's called, but I know it's not that.
It's Mankind something.
Mankind Must Die. The whatever, the new Deus Ex.
Yeah, the new Deus Ex. It's everything you would expect with better combat this time around. The combat looked a lot more fluid. It looked to be... Like, it's going to be a really good game.
They acknowledged in the presentation that the combat wasn't...
They were talking about how it was kind of, like, stiff and robotic in the last game. Right. This one looked a lot more like what you would expect a shooter to be. They showed some of the new gadgets where he could shoot these, I don't know, arm...
I love arm...
Arm... Guns. Like, it's...
It's like an arm gun.
It's kind of like an arm knife that just, like, shoots off his wrist...
Does it come out of his forearm? Like, just like a little door opens up and stuff comes out?
Kind of, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and it just... But it's just like... It's like a long, just like rectangular piece.
I like that.
And he can shoot people with that. Mm. He can also shoot like little exploding grenades that are like that. He stuck one in a wall and blew some people up. Mm.
Can I reheat food in it? Does it have any other practical purposes or just for killing people?
I don't know.
Like iPod in there or anything?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, he has retractable sunglasses in his head.
Where do the lenses come out of?
I sat there while I was watching this demo and tried to, like, it bothered me because I was trying to figure out the
right.
like the mechanics of how right. it was working. Because he just has, like, right around the corner of his eyes, he has, like, the metal, like, frames. Kind of classic.
They're always there. Right.
But then, like...
Lenses come from
the
somewhere.
Lenses come in... I guess... I don't know if they're embedded, like, beside his eyes and then roll in, or... It's probably some nanotechnology.
Right. It's nanites?
It's probably nanites, yeah. Now that I think about it.
Midichlorians?
But it looked very cool. It looked... I think it was still, like, a pre-alpha build, they were calling it.
Okay, cool.
But... Look good. We played some Star Wars Battlefront.
On the way home from the show, or back to the hotel from the show, they have the tent outside. There's like a little Sony strip of tents outside. It's open to the public. I'm assuming, because it's outside. Mm-hmm. They have Battlefield, Star Wars Battlefield. They have
Battlefront.
MLB The Show.
Not to be confused with Battleborn or Battlecry.
Yeah, I still have no idea which is which. they have MLB The Show with beer, like a bar in there. And then they have a store that sells T-shirts, which is good. People seem to like the T-shirts.
There was a line to buy T-shirts, so.
But the line for Star Wars was basically nil. We wouldn't even wait 2 minutes.
No, we're pretty good at finding that.
Like, yeah, like, oh, hey. So then we played. So we got to play split screen.
The missions. I think it's missions is what they're calling it.
Okay.
So, yeah, split screen co-op on PS4. It was the same mission that they had shown in the EA press conference, I believe.
Okay.
Basically, go defend this thing. Go from get to this thing,
from
defend this
stormtroopers
thing.
Who suck.
Right.
Very realistically portrayed stormtroopers. The AI, they really, you know, worked to make sure that the AI reflected the movies.
I think they don't want anybody to feel bad that they're terrible at playing Star Wars.
Right.
Like, that's the worst feeling possible, is if
I'm not a Jedi.
Right. You want to be great at Star Wars. So, like, the auto-aim seemed like extra auto-aim.
Could maybe set for E3 demo or something. Sometimes they make them.
It's fine easy. If it's like this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's especially in like the co-op mode, like right, when you're not competing against other humans.
Right.
You're just in there. You want to mow down stormtroopers.
That's Star Wars.
We blew up a walker.
That was awesome.
I can't say this for certain, but it felt like it had the Star Wars thing with like every third laser would just like not be aimed properly. Like
just for show?
Right, like, just shoot off in a different direction than the other right. ones.
We can't confirm that.
Right, but it seemed like that was happening.
I don't know if that's bad or not. It looked cool. It definitely looks good. The game looks good. This is on PS4, as we said, yeah.
Yeah, and for split screen on PS4, it looked fantastic.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
That game, it's going to be all about the content with that game. Because the level, at least we were playing on, it was very confined, I would say. We were like in a canyon.
Nobody's buying this game for this mode, okay? This is like, look what else we were able to put in the game because we don't have a campaign, proper campaign, right?
Right, but people will play it then.
People will play it, but no one's buying it for this. They're buying it for the big battles, the multiplayer, online multiplayer battles, which you couldn't try yet. But
not at least at that.
Not at that tent.
At that tent. We also checked out Sniper Ghost Warrior 3.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise. It's basically a realistic version of Far Cry. You're like a marine sniper, some sort of good sniper, not like a, you know, like bottom of the class sniper. And you're what was it? Georgia, they said. Russia, part of.
Yeah, not the state.
No.
The country, Georgia. Yeah.
The Russian one.
Yeah, and it's a more realistic take on you're sneaking around and trying. There's not a lot of shooting involved in this game, at least
right because
we
well
saying.
Like a real sniper there's right. probably not a lot of
it's
shooting.
It's a lot of planning for the most part, so you sneak around, you use drones, you find out where all the enemies are at, you can use your tracking senses, which isn't right. exactly the most realistic thing, but I get what they're
It's
got to be a video game still.
Right, exactly. But I thought it looked real. The graphics were great, I thought.
It was pretty impressive, yeah.
It's running CryEngine, and I don't know, it looked properly shiny with the proper lighting. It looked properly next gen. Yeah, and I bet you this game appeals to a lot of people. People like the big open world, and they like the whole, you know, hardcore military thing. And I think, but I don't think this is like super hardcore.
It didn't seem overly hardcore. Like, it still seemed playable. Like, I never got to shoot anybody. I only played for like,
right.
like 10 minutes.
I had to pee.
And it was the same thing that we had just watched a 30 minute demo
right.
on.
Right.
But I got to the safe house and it was enjoyable.
And you did say, wow, look how good this looks a couple times while you're doing it.
Yeah, I looked around at the environment and everything. So, yeah, it doesn't come out until next year sometime.
Yeah. But remember, yeah, I thought of Desert Eagle, our friend Desert Eagle, when they were showing this, because it seemed like it'd be right up his alley.
And they had talked about adding multiplayer to it as well, which could be crazy if you have
hardcore people who are not fucking around.
Right. If you just have just in that environment
hanging out, people like playing the it's just another 8 hour round of right. Sniper. What is it? Ghost Warrior 3. Oh, so that's cool. So keep an eye out for that. And that was it, right?
We went to the Pactor party.
That was a lot of fun. We talked to our friend Annabelle from Hit Detection, mm-hmm. and Godfrey in Paris from Gamertag Radio. Shout out to those guys. Good to talk to them. Mm-hmm. We had a good conversation about Shenmue.
Yes.
We learned the secret of Shenmue.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's a good theory.
Yeah. I don't know. Can we discuss that? I don't know.
Yeah, it's not a secret thing. Well, okay. It's just he doesn't know anything.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He doesn't know anything about it.
Maybe we should check with him on that. He doesn't know anything about it.
No, he said he didn't know anything about it. But, I mean, the theory
don't
was...
Don't expect the world with that game.
Right. The theory was don't expect the world...
expect a very similar experience to the older games, which could be done on a much more limited budget than what it would cost to make a true next-gen, modern-day Shenmue experience.
Right. Right. So you're not looking at a $50 million game, an $80 million game. You're looking at 10 and under.
Right. Which I think is...
That makes sense because the numbers are just not there. They're not, no matter what, this game is not going to sell gangbusters. It's not enough to support that, you know, a big budget like that. So it has to be something. This is the only way it makes sense. So we were thinking about it wrong. Everybody is thinking about it. I think maybe, you think people are expecting like Grand Theft Auto Shenmue? Or are they expecting, you know, basically a Dreamcast game?
Or they
don't even care?
I don't know what people are expecting with it. I just know that business-wise, it doesn't make sense to make it a big AAA title game.
Or a normal budget game.
Or even maybe it might not even be a $60 game when it releases.
Right. If it's really a Dreamcast experience with everything that entails, like the actual gameplay and the graphics and everything, they can't charge $60 for that.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if this was like a $30, $40 game.
Maybe not even retail.
I don't see how you can put this out of retail. Well, I mean, that said, I mean, Sony does put out, like, some indie games and stuff at retail. Right. So maybe it does reach retail, but not a mass market retail game.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense. Like, I couldn't figure out why they were doing this, because there's no way they're going to sell this game in big numbers, and if it's a huge, expensive game, then why? You're just guaranteed to lose money. But yeah, if you keep it very cheap, then you can make money on it. And then, there you go. So, but the Kickstarters will fund a portion of the game, I guess, or represent at least a portion of the game's funding, or a way for Sony to get some money back up front. I don't know. Who knows? It's interesting, though.
Yeah,
learned something new.
I hope fans get what they want.
Yeah, sure. I'm curious.
That's my worry with where this has to go, is that...
Because they weren't clear. They didn't say anything about it.
Well, they can't be, because there's nothing there, I don't think.
Right. But you could say... No, but you could be clear and say, hey, we want to give you like a retro experience, right? They didn't allude to that at all. In my mind, a thing that announced at a press conference like that, big people cheering and everything, I just assume... AAA game, it's going to be like Grand Theft Auto or, you know, the best that they can do, or like Infamous or whatever. But no, that makes no sense. So of course it can't be like that. Anyway, so that's it. That's all we saw today. Tomorrow, big day, full day, our biggest, fullest day.
Tomorrow's our fullest day of appointments, yeah. And then today we spent the entire time either in meeting rooms or the South Hall, which is where all the major third-party developers are. So we haven't even been in the hall yet that has Nintendo and Sony and Microsoft. But that'll probably be tomorrow afternoon, and then Thursday we'll spend most of the day in there.
Right. Cool. All right, guys. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Later.